This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.
This is your tech news briefing for Tuesday, January 24th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Competition for Google's search engine has always been just one click away to one of its rivals. But the recent rise of artificial intelligence apps like ChatGPT has caused investors and analysts to question whether Google's dominance in search could be threatened. That concern was highlighted yesterday when Microsoft announced a new investment in ChatGPT's creator, OpenAI. On today's show, our Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joins us to discuss whether the nature of search is facing an existential threat and what recent investments tell us about how big tech is thinking about AI's future. That's after these headlines. Elon Musk has testified he believed that he had a, quote, done deal with Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund to take Tesla private back in 2018. He took the stand for a second day in the trial over whether his tweets regarding those plans led to investor losses. Musk said he met with representatives from the fund a week before floating the possibility of taking Tesla private, and while they didn't discuss price or sign any documents, he felt the funding was secured. A lawyer for the plaintiffs said Musk lied about securing money needed to buy Tesla shares, and those lies, the attorney said, caused investors who relied on the information to lose money. Attorneys for Musk and Tesla have said his tweet, "funding secured," was an inartful shorthand for what was going on. Spotify is laying off about 600 employees, or roughly 6% of its workforce. The streaming company said the cuts are part of broader cost-cutting measures. Spotify, like many other tech companies, went on a spending and hiring spree and is now recalibrating ahead of a potential recession. The layoffs are a reversal for Spotify. Last year, CEO Daniel Ek said the company would slow hiring but didn't plan any cuts. And a note, Dow Jones, publisher of The Wall Street Journal, has a content partnership with Spotify's Gimlet Media Unit. Meanwhile, following its own layoff announcement, Google said top executives would take pay cuts. CEO Sundar Pichai said at a company-wide meeting on Monday that employees at the senior vice president level and up would get lower bonuses as part of cost-cutting efforts. Google parent Alphabet announced last week it was cutting 12,000 positions. A British chip design company has been chipping away at Intel's dominance in the semiconductor industry. The company, called Arm, designs circuitry that's used in computer chips. The processor at the heart of your iPhone most certainly has an Arm-based circuit. And Arm is now venturing into more complex products, like computer processing units. As the company prepares to go public, it's been making inroads with big chip buyers like Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, according to people familiar with the plans. Last week, Apple introduced two new versions of its in-house designed Arm chips for MacBooks, leaving Intel only for its highest-end desktop computers. Our semiconductors reporter Asa Fitch has been following developments.
This changes the landscape of computing, really, broadly speaking. Typically, in the past, you have Intel and you have AMD supplying the world's CPUs, essentially. And now you have a new entrant, and that's these chips that are designed according to ARM standards. And that's changing the kind of choice that people have when they buy a CPU. It's allowing companies like Apple to design their own CPUs instead of buying their CPUs off the shelf from Intel or AMD. So it's bringing a huge amount of variety and new competition to a market that historically has been pretty limited in terms of the number of players in it.
Intel's vice president in charge of its server processor products said they're working hard to come out as the preferred supplier. And you've seen drones in the sky. Now they're headed to the ocean. The U.S. Navy's new cutting-edge technology is expected to revolutionize warfare in the water. In Bahrain, they're testing more than a dozen commercially made marine drones in an effort to develop the world's first fleet of large unmanned boats. The drones aren't armed. Currently, they're collecting millions of data points to expand the Navy's view in the ocean using high-tech radios, cameras, radar, and other sensors. Here's U.S. Navy Captain Michael Brasser.
We're talking about data, cloud compute, machine learning, AI. And when all of those come together, you start to get in the predictive space. The end state is an understanding of the environment so rich, so deep, that we're entering the predictive space, that we're anticipating things to happen so we can prevent them from happening.
Brasser spoke with our colleague Shelby Holiday for a video on these drone boats. If you want to hear more, you can watch the full video on WSJ.com. All right, coming up, Microsoft is making a big bet on artificial intelligence. Could AI really upend one of the most basic things we do on the internet? And at what cost? We'll discuss after the break.
This podcast is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm you share something with, listening. They take the time to understand you and your business so you get the best solution, not more noise. Start a conversation at gt.com.
On Monday, Microsoft announced a multi-year, multi-billion-dollar investment in OpenAI, the maker of the ChatGPT and DALL-E applications. The two companies already had a partnership, and last week, Microsoft's CEO Satya Nadella said his company plans to incorporate OpenAI software into a range of its own products, from Microsoft Designer to the search engine Bing. That is seen as a potential threat to Google, which has dominated the search market for over a decade. So, how could the use of AI change online search as we know it? And what does this mean for the market's players? Joining me to discuss how this rivalry could play out is our Heard on the Street columnist, Dan Gallagher. Hi, Dan. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Dan, I want to talk about Microsoft's investment, but first, there's been a lot of talk about how AI and ChatGPT in particular is going to upend search as we know it. Why do observers think there's this potential there?
Well, I think because, one, it's such a new thing. When people started testing this, when it launched in very late November, it was cool. It was different. You know, you type in this any kind of question, it gives you a very conversational answer. And so I think Google was the immediate comparison because often when we're trying to find something on the internet or find something out, we're Googling something. Hey, how do I do this? How do I do that? And so having this tool that spit back stuff that was like a lot more digestible, conversational, seemed a threat to that. It made the Google search seem old by comparison. This is like an existential threat to them, was a kind of fast interpretation, I think.
So Microsoft already had partnerships with OpenAI. Can you tell us about what their existing relationships were and now what this new investment is?
Well, I think the new investment essentially just deepens what they had. And I read it as something that Microsoft hasn't bought the company outright, but has got, you might say, major dibs on the technology that OpenAI has developed. But I think what this does is, one, it really solidifies OpenAI's technology onto Microsoft's cloud infrastructure, Azure. And that's a big deal for Microsoft because they want those workloads and want Azure to be front and center for AI. And it gives Microsoft these options. I mean, what Satya Nadella said at Davos last week is that they want to embed this technology not just in Microsoft's web search. They have a competing product to Google, but they want to embed it across all their tech, all their products. So theoretically, Word and Excel and all these things Microsoft has.
So then what does that tell us about the way Microsoft in particular is viewing the potential of this AI?
Well, they obviously view it as like expansive for everything they have, not just, oh, maybe we can take some share from Google and search. I think they see it as this can revolutionize all of our products, all of our services if we do it right.
So we know how Microsoft is reacting. How is Google reacting? I don't know if we know about how it's reacting to this investment, but how is it reacting to the, you know, explosion of interest in ChatGPT and OpenAI?
Well, I think they're worried about it. In fairness, Google has not been dead on AI, or they've invested a lot of money in AI on their own over the years, built it into their data centers. They've really, for years, built themselves as an like AI-first company. But I think when ChatGPT came out and all of a sudden there was this interest in it, reportedly there were Google inside executives were calling it a code red. We haven't seen anything announced by the company, like any major transaction or change they're doing. But I think definitely they're paying close attention.
But to go back to what we were talking about before, I mean, when you Google something, when you search it, you don't always put in the same kind of questions that people have been putting into ChatGPT. I'm not Googling, can you write me an essay on Dickens, which some people have been putting into ChatGPT. So is it really an existential threat to what Google does and to its business model at the moment?
I think that existential threat was probably overestimated, especially in the near term, because you're right. There's a janky term called monetizable search that, you know, I mean, Google makes most of its money through search ads, but not every search, especially not every query put in ChatGPT, really works that way. If you ask ChatGPT to, hey, can you explain for me string theory? It'll give you this very conversational answer, but it's not going to, that's not a revenue generating answer. And the other problem with it is it gives you a single answer. And, you know, you when you search in Google, you get all these options. You know where it's coming from. You can kind of evaluate, hey, is this good information? Maybe not so good. ChatGPT has already been shown that sometimes the information it's spitting out is not accurate, and you can't really tell where it's coming from.
So it's maybe not as obvious a revenue generator. What does that mean for kind of cost overall and for the cost of adding these AI tools into existing products? What's Microsoft going to face when it does that?
It's significant because just the computing power to run a ChatGPT search versus a Google search has been estimated to be like 7 times as much. You know, and that's just because under the hood of this stuff is these data centers with these like really expensive chips and memory that have to do this and the power consumption that comes from that. So I think as Microsoft embeds more of this into its products and more across its network, it'll face that. Google's going to face it too, because they're clearly going to seek to keep up with Microsoft. So I think as both companies are kind of in a bit of an arms race in this area, they're going to see their costs go up.
What does that mean for the cost per query evaluation that search engines have to make when they're building their products?
Well, when a company like Google is building, developing its search engine and refining it, clearly their first priority is let's make this good information that gets people to what they want to do. And that means they're going to keep coming back and using it. So if the world moves more to users wanting, you know, AI in their results, Google's going to have to keep up. Microsoft's going to keep up. And that'll raise their cost of it. And the timing of this right now, and the reason this is kind of a relevant point, is that we're seeing these companies actually worried about their costs overall.
All right. That's our Heard on the Street columnist, Dan Gallagher. Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, WSJ.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Grant Thornton, a professional services firm that gets that cookie-cutter thinking doesn't cut it in today's tech industry. Grant Thornton listens first, tailoring solutions to evolve with your business, whatever comes next. More at gt.com.